You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 140, Bring Your Fire Back into Balance. In today's episode, we're going to discuss the element of fire and how important this element is to our spirituality, our mental health, and our physical and emotional bodies. In my early 20s, I was introduced to Chinese medicine while studying homeopathy. I was fascinated with this ancient practice, and when I realized that it has been practiced for over 5,000 years, it clearly made modern medicine look like a feeble excuse for healing. Life is about balance. When we are out of balance in any way, dis-ease sets in. In order to heal ourselves from an imbalanced state, we need to understand that we are not just physical beings, but that we are made up of mind, emotion, and spirit, which is our energetic self. The reason why Western medicine doesn't work is because it ignores this aspect of the human. Modern medicine is chemical-based, and they look at you like a car, like you have interchangeable parts. Not only are you more than your physical parts, but every organ and cell in your body has its own consciousness. Chinese medicine acknowledges this and works to find balance between your spirit, mind, and body through bringing your five elements back into balance. We are made up of five major elements, which is the foundation of Oriental medicine, as well as other disciplines, including feng shui and martial arts. These elements are fire, earth, water, metal, and wood. Whenever one or more of these elements are out of balance, then symptoms will appear. The only way to bring health back is to bring balance back to your elements. For each element, there will be different symptoms, whether you have too much of that element or not enough. Today, we're going to focus on the element of fire, and I'll explain the significance of why we need to bring balance back to our fire element in this world. In Chinese medicine, the fire element is ruled by the heart mainly, and a couple other organs. Every organ is not only assigned a function, but it has a responsibility to the whole. And these are not just physical. They are psychological and spiritual responsibilities. When we speak of the heart, we are looking at the ruler of all the other organs. The heart is responsible for processing all incoming sensory and intuitive information. It supervises the mind-body connection. In Chinese medicine, the heart is at the center of perception. Therefore, self-awareness and the ability to connect joyfully with others in order to establish healthy and meaningful relationships is the manifestation of a happy and healthy heart. So when we witness the inability for humans to connect lovingly to one another, then this is clearly a manifestation of an unhealthy heart state, which in turn shows us an imbalance of the fire element in our world. The same way our body shows us symptoms of disease, those same symptoms can be transferred to the larger collective to show a diseased and imbalanced state. Since we are all part of the collective consciousness that makes up this world, then we can bring balance back to our planet by first bringing balance back to our own personal lives. In this way, we affect the whole through our intrinsic bond. What we do in our own personal lives literally ripples through the collective consciousness. We are energetically intertwined. As an individual, when your fire is low, you will have symptoms of chills, poor digestion, urinary dysfunction, impaired circulation, sexual dysfunction, difficulty breathing, coughing, abdominal pain, and watery diarrhea are just a few of the physical symptoms related to low fire. These are everyday complaints in our modern society, and our hospitals are filled with these imbalances. Modern medicine has no idea how to heal these imbalances because the basis of their medicine is all wrong. They treat symptoms by giving you chemical drugs that only cover up the symptoms and in turn creates more imbalances. This is why hospitals continue to grow, because the masses are becoming sicker and sicker. If modern medicine worked, then they would be downsizing hospitals, not taking over whole cities, building more and more of them. What you have to really come to terms with is that they're in a business, and their business is sickness, not wellness. They make their money off of sick people. And this is a manifestation of an imbalanced heart state as well, because greed rules over health. It is up to us as individuals to begin to find our own answers to our problems, answers that bring balance and health back to our bodies and our lives. We must solve these problems so that we as individuals and our society can truly heal. It is up to us to do this, and having courage to do the right thing is an attribute of a healthy heart. On the spiritual level, your fire expresses itself as joy, laughter, love, and enthusiasm. But when this element is out of balance, then we are not warm to each other. We do not show love. It's clear by this small example that most humans are out of balance with their fire, because you can just look around and see that we are very cold to one another in the world. When we experience joy, we are feeding our hearts, literally. But when there is lack of joy in our lives, then our hearts suffer. When heart energy is depleted, then it manifests as depression, insomnia, dream disturbance, the inability to concentrate or think clearly. Forgetfulness and poor memory can also manifest. In extreme cases, it can manifest as comas and manic behavior. We have a president that is clearly out of balance with his heart energy, and his behavior is a manifestation of that imbalance. Remember what we talked about during the solar eclipse. Hearts are being eclipsed at this time. Go back and listen to the episode, Are You Ready? Episode 136. To get refreshed on the metaphysical impact of that eclipse, because we're going to continue to feel that impact for up to a year. Hearts are being cleansed and fires are going low because of the need to heal old wounds and old karma. We need to understand what is happening in our world right now. It is a manifestation of a deeper cleansing, and understanding it from a higher perspective will help us to consciously bring balance back into our own lives, and it will then change the world as we see it. One way you can bring your fire back into balance is to live a life where you are true to your heart. Your heart wants to experience a joyful life, and it wants to express itself freely. You smother your fire when you cover up your true feelings. If you smother a fire for too long, you'll put it out. The tongue is said to be the root of the heart in Chinese medicine. And just by looking at the tongue, many imbalances can be seen. This is one of the reasons why I fell in love with Chinese medicine years ago, because diagnosis was not a painful or embarrassing experience for the patient. With the tongue being the root of the heart, it's important that the tongue be used wisely. It is said that problems with speech are a good indication that the heart is imbalanced. Stuttering and the inability to speak altogether are even more serious manifestations of heart imbalances. This is why you must learn to speak the truth of your heart with love in order to keep your heart and body healthy. Too many people are living lives that are creating disharmony with their hearts. They're not being true to themselves, and this is causing a loss of fire in our society, which is manifesting as dis-ease, and this is rampant today. The only way to restore balance is to first acknowledge that you are not living in harmony with your true desires, which is in tune with your heart. And then from there, promise yourself that you will only live the things that bring you joy. You must find ways to bring joy back into your life and release the things that are smothering you. This is the only way heart balance will be restored. I have intentionally avoided speaking of too much fire and its manifestations because we see this destruction in our world every day. It manifests as anger, hatred, and domination, just to name a few. These are all imbalanced states that create self-destructive forces. All these symptoms that we have spoken of are manifestations of imbalances of the fire element, and it takes awareness of the root of the problem before we can start to heal it. We cannot change others. We can only change ourselves. But through the perception of oneness, others become the self. Only through balancing the heart, which is the seat of perception, can we heal our world. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. And thank you so much for sharing another incredible year with me. 2017 has been very intense. We are living in a time of great change, and we must have the courage to take our power back and start living lives that resonate with our hearts. It's the only way that we will save ourselves and save the human family. We want to create lives that bring us joy, peace, love, happiness, and good health. And the only way to do that is to live lives that are true to our hearts. We have to have the courage to do that. Many blessings of peace and abundance in the coming new year to you all. Please don't forget to share this episode with someone you know it will resonate with. Until our next show in 2018, be loved and be blessed. Peace and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want. Just believe in it. Believe in it.